Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Erevin, daf Lamed Gimel, and we start the fifth parak of Erevin, parak Ketzad Ma'abrin. Ketzad Ma'abrin et Ta'arim. So we've been talking about Erev Tchum. That's what we've been talking about, the Isser of carrying outside of one's Tchum. According to most Tanoim, it's an Isser Durabanan, the 2000 Amos. Maybe the Isser Daraisa is Yud Beis Mil. But either way, we've been talking about the takana of how to fix your tchum, how to extend your tchum, and that, of course, is with an Erev Tchum. We spoke, I think, in the last year about Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether there's a mitzvah in terms of, there's a bracha which would reflect a mitzvah, the Erev Tchum, and the Rambam quotes a bracha that you say. We said maybe that's a bracha on a chalos, not just on a maisa, and the Ravid argues he does not think that there's any way a mitzvah. You have to do it l'shem mitzvah, but it itself is not a mitzvah. So the Ar Mishnah now gets into, how does one measure the tchum? What happens if you don't have a border that's an exact perfect line, but you have, sometimes some houses, often at the edge of cities, you have some barns and towers and points of residence outside the city. So how do you measure it? So Ketzad Ma'abrin es Ha'arim. So Bayis Nechnas, Bayis Yotzei, if you have a house that's indented or a house that goes out, Pigum nichnas, pigum yotzei, or if you have a tower that goes in, tower that goes out, hayusham gidudios, gvoin asarat tvachim, or some ruins of some old house or tower that is our 10 tvachim tall, so they're significant, and they're able to, it's considered a mechitza. Vishen gesharim, the nefashos, or gesharim, some types of bridges, or nefashos, or some, there's a cemetery, which we know a cemetery is generally 50 amos outside the city. That's where they put it. But any, if either of these, the Kesharim or the nefashos have, sheish labehem beis dira, if they have a residence, they have a little hut or a shack that the guard lives in, so then in all these cases, it's considered an extension of the city, and therefore you don't start counting for the tchum except outside those area, these structures. Motzina samida kinegda. Your motzi the mida, you measure outside all of these measure of structures. Vos nosa katavla murbas, and you basically even it up. When you have this sticking out, you even it up, you make it as if it's a flat, straight surface, and it's as if it's a square or a rectangle. You don't make a circle, as we've said, around the whole city, because you want to make a little bit more makel. Right, you want to be able to get the corners. Imagine you make a square around the circles. That's why you want to be you want to be niskar. You want to benefit the zavios, the corners. So that is why you would make a square around. So that's what we do. We even it out and then we square it off and have 2,000 amos beyond that. Says the Gemara now. Kesam abrenes ha'arim. So we have a couple of times in Shas, and the Gemara here quotes a few of them, where we have a word in the Mishnah, and we're not sure about one of the letters. And we said either of the approaches, there are two versions, and either approaches make sense, and it could fit in depending on the letters. Here, a case in Ma'abrin. Our Gersa has an ayin, so we're going to see, maybe it's an ayin, maybe it's an aleph. Case in Ma'abrin is ha'arim, bayis nechnas. Motzinos okenegda ir pigum yotze pig motzinos ir kenegdo rav amar ma'abrin with an aleph from the word aver limb. Shmuel amar ma'abrin. Shmuel says ma'abrin from the word meubar, as we'll see. Man demar ma'abrin mosifa ma'aver. According to the one who says ma'abrin with an aleph, why does that make sense? Because it was as if we're saying we're adding on a limb. We're adding on a limb, adding on a section. You have a little house sticking out, and you add on, you enclose it within the measurement. It's as if you're adding on a neighbor, and therefore that is why the word is with an aleph. Mandamar ma'abrin kisho ubara. Or no, if it says ma'abrin with an ayin, that's like a pregnant woman who expands when she is pregnant. And so too, we expand the city. Interesting, in Echad mi Odeya, right, when we say all the numbers that are connected, the different events in Judaism or symbols. So we say 9 are Yarche Leda, right? 9 are the months of birth. So you would think it should be 9 of the months of pregnancy, right? Tisha Yarche Ibur. But we say Tisha Yarche Leda. So why do we say Tisha Yarche Leda? Because we know it's all, and question one, and question two, is this so Jewish? All the other ones are Jewish. The Avos, the Imos, the Torah, the Mishnah, right, Mila, Shabbos. So it could just be because you couldn't find a nine that's specifically Jewish, right? That's true. But could also be that, no, that we believe that the whole process of pregnancy and birth is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. It's also something miraculous and something that's not just Derech HaTeva. It is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a religious experience. Religious experience to be able to go through that. And therefore, and it's not only, it's when one looks back for the birth, yeah, it's the one big process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in, right? It's not that there's pregnancy and there's birth and there's no, Tisha Yarchi Leida, from the moment that of fertilization all the way until birth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is involved, and that's for the Ibur, for the Ibur. Okay. That's why it doesn't say Ibur. It says Leida to emphasize the one long process HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. So that's number one. Our Mishnah is either with an Aleph or a Nine. Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Brachos, Ein Mevarchin Al Aner Shiyah Osu La'oro. You don't make the Bracha of Bori Moreha Eish on Motzei Shabbos until you are Ye Osu. What does Ye Osu La'oro mean? Does that mean Or, Aleph, Light? Does that mean Ye Osu with an Ayin, which is more connected to the word time, Ace? Ace Lazev, Ace Lazev. Rav Amar Ye Osu, Shmuel Amar Ye Osu. Same Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Aleph or Nine. Manda Amar Ye Osu. The one that says Aleph Ye Osu. What is that? Ach Bezos Neos Lachem. Right? Neos Lachem Bezos. Remembered by the, by Shechem. So with this Neos, you'll get Na'eh. It'll be nice for you. It'll be beneficial for you. Shechem tries to convince the people of the city to be able to get bris milah. So until you get benefit, ne'os lachem. So here too, you don't make the bracha on the candle until you get benefit from the light. Ye'os ula'oro, the benefit that we get, we look at our fingernails, that's the benefit. Mandamar ye'os, according to one that says ye'os with an ayin. So that's based on this pasuk in Yishayahu. Wada'as la'us es yo'af davar. The word is for la'us, connect to the word time. And therefore, until it's the right time, until ye'osalor, until the time has come for you to benefit from the light. This line doesn't really give away exactly the discussion in the Rishonim. That is, what exactly is the type of bracha bori marei ha'esh? We don't have anything like it, lachora. Right? We don't make that bracha throughout the week when we see fire. We don't make a bracha bori marei ha'esh. Right? That's why if one says, oh, you have to until you have to get benefit according to the first day of with an aleph. So is it a birchas hanehenin? If it's a birchas hanehenin, like bori b'nei besamim, then l'chora you should have to make the bracha whenever you see the light, right? Even during the week, not just like bori b'nei besamim, right? We have a special din that we only do it on Motzei Shabbos. We have to do it on Motzei Shabbos, but really if it's parallel. So the fact that you don't make a bori marei ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos, except on Motzei Shabbos, seems to say that it's not just a Birchas HaNehenin. So then what is it? Birchas Shevach. Birchas Shevach. But it's not a Birchas Shevach on fire, because then we'd always make the bracha. It's the Birchas Shevach on fire at the moment that fire was created. Because we know there are two different Ma'amari Chazal in terms of the source of fire. Right? There's a Gemara and there's a Medrash. The Gemara in Psachim, in the Bavli, Daf Nun Daled, tells us, Shnei Dvarim Alu B'machshava. There are two things that went up kaviyachol in Hashem's mind to be created on Erev Shabbos. Well, nivru on Motzei Shabbos, but it wasn't created until Motzei Shabbos. Hashem delayed it. Ube Motzei Shabbos, nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu de'a ba'adam harishon. On Motzei Shabbos, Hashem gave knowledge, gave wisdom to Adam. Me'ein dugma shamawa. He allowed him to be a creator. Even though the Shiva Sheshes Yimei Breishes were over, it's Motzei Shabbos, Hashem allowed Adam to be a creator. Vehevi Shnei Avanim B'tachlan Zebazeh, gave him the wisdom to be the first Boy Scout and to rub these stones next to each other until he created fire. So according to that version, Adam created fire with Hashem's help on Motzei Shabbos, and because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, that's why we make the bracha Borei Morei Ho'esh. The Medrash, the Pirkei D'Rabbelazar, it's not in the Gemara, Pirkei D'Rabbelazar says, has a different pshat. Bein Hashmashal Shal Shabbos is in the Perachof. Bein Hashmashal Shal Shabbos Hayadam Mahar Belibo. Bein Hashmashal Shal Shabbos. Adam was very upset. Vaya Omer Shema Hanachash Shehita Osi Yavov Yishven Yakev. Maybe I'm going to mess up again. Maybe the Nachash is going to get me again. V'nishtalech lo amud shal eish. U'lishamro Ulahair lo mikolra. Hashem sent him a pillar of fire to cheer him up, to say, no, I'm giving you light. It's going to be okay. Adam sees this pillar of fire, and he's very happy. Upashat es yado la'ar ha'esh. And he stretches out his hand to the fire. Va'amar, baruch Hashem al kenem achalam, borei ma'orei ha'esh. And Adam makes the bracha on the fire that Hashem sent. Ukshehirchik es yadav me'ar ha'esh. And when he distanced his hand, Amar, achshav ani yodea shenivdal yom ha'kodesh mi'yom ha'chol. I know Shabbos is over. Lama, shein lahavir esh b'yom ha'Shabbos. Because you're not supposed to light fire, and Hashem is giving me a message, then it must be Shabbos is over. Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'chol. Why we make Bori Mir Ha'esh before Hamavdil is based on this medrash. That the Adam made Bori Mir Ha'esh before the bracha of Hamavdil bin Kodesh l'chol. But what impression do you get from those Mamari Chazal? The impression that you get is that it's a bircha shevach. It's shevach about the fire that was created. My nafkamina about whether it's shevach or like pashas, we said it's not nehenin, because then you would make it always. When do you look at your fingernails? If it's nehenin, you have to make the bracha first before you look at the fingernails. If it's shevach, you should make the bracha afterwards, right? It seems to be a machlokas bishonim. The Ramban there in Brachos Daf Nun Aleph says befeir, which is a bracha shevach, it's like yotzer hamaoros. While the Rush, right, the Rush also says it's like it's not nehenin, it's just a zecher to the brias eish. But the Ari shown in the Kolbo, the Maram Chalava, seems to say that you first be Mavarech and then you look. You can do a little of both. You can start looking at your fingers before the bracha and then keep looking at your fingers after the bracha. Then you get Birchas Adenin and Birchas Shevach. It is interesting. Is Berberesh part of Havdalah? Is it actually part of the formal? So we do it on Motzei Shabbos, but there are times that we don't do it or do without. Right, let's say Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av. So Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av, we do Borei Mir Ha'esh only. That's the only thing we do on Motzei Shabbos. There's no Besamim and there's no Havdalah. We do Havdalah on Sunday night. So there you see it's separated from the arrest. What about when we do Yak Nahaz? So by Yak Nahaz, we don't do Besamim, but we do Ha'esh and we do Havdalah. So again, it's interesting that when you try to isolate it, what is halacha? Big discussion about women. Women. Let's say generally a woman is yotzei Havdalah from a man because it's better. Machlok is shown whether they're chayiv and Havdalah. But let's say a woman's making Havdalah herself. Let's say. So the Bir Halacha has a chiddush gadol. The Bir Halacha says, the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a zman grama. It's lav dafka kashur to Shabbos. Therefore, it would be a hefsek to say borei mir ha'esh in between the borei paragafen and the drinking of the wine. That's the chumra of the Bir Halacha, that maybe a woman shouldn't say it in the right place. This Shmir Shabbos seems to say that they would say it in the normal place, even if after right different Rishlama Zalman. Either way, but this is all relating to the Ye'osu La'oro. Ye'osu La'oro. So that's number two. So number one, you have a machlokas about our Mishnah. Number two, you have a machlokas about Havdalah. We continue now. Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Third, Lifnei Yidei Shel Goyim. Remember the first Mishnah in Avodah Zarah? There are certain limitations about returning money to a non-Jew within proximity of his day of Yom Avodah Zarah. His holiday for his Avodah Zarah, because we're nervous. If we give him money, he's going to thank his idol for getting the money. So if they eat day, so the day, the word that's used for the holiday of the Avodah Zarah is Idehen. So again, Aleph or Ayin. So according to the Girsa, in the other places, we flip these two. Rav Tani Idehen with an Ayin. Shmuel Tani Idehen with an Aleph. Either way, Manda Damar Idehen. According to the one that says with an Aleph, why is it Idehen? Ki Karov Yom Edam. Edam means destruction. So ironically, we call the holiday of the Avodah Zarah is the day of their destruction. Karav Yom Edam. Right, based on the Pasuk at the end of the Torah. Yom Edam. Mandamar Eden. According to the one that says Eden with an ayin, it's from the word Edus. Ve'edeyem Hema. V'gomer. There will be testimony. They will give testimony about the idolaters who followed them. Mama Kaim Shmuel Taima Derav. What did Shmuel do with Rav's interpretation of ayin? the Eideyem Hema, Shenasidin Levayesh Ovdeyem Liomadin, that they will be embarrassing the ones who serve them, Liomadin, because they're going to give testimony about the idols, will give testimony about the ones that serve them during the history of the world. Right? This is related to Remedat Gemara, beginning of the Bavli in Maseches Avodah Zarah. We have this machlokas quoted. The Gemara there talks about that in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring all of the nations of the world, of the Avodah Zarah, to be able to give them their just punishment, their just reward, whatever they are roi for. So the language there is also bos ubeidos. Those idols will come and be made. Look in the Marsha there in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Ha'inyan kamoshakasav hamekubalin ki bechol maisa yidei adam nivra davar ruchani lafi maisa. Based on everything we do, there is a spiritual power that is created. Every physical action that we do creates, like it says in Pirkei Avos, a proklet, some type of defense attorney, or some type of prosecutor. And that's what's created with these idols. The Haim Eidim HaMe'idim Alav. These are the Eidim. V'hu Ha'eid HaMe'ed Sh'amru Pirkei Avos.
So again, everything we do in this world creates a spiritual force that is going to be existent and present in the future, and it's going to testify about us. Remember the Gemara in Tainus in the Bavli, right? Our bodies are going to testify about us. The walls of our house are going to testify about us. Everything is going to be recorded and brought for judgment in the future. Okay, so this is all the machlokas about our Mishnah, and then you have the machlokas about Havdalah, Bar Mirah, and you have the machlokas about the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Three lines to the bottom. Getting back to ours. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Hoshea, Mosif and La Eiver. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rav Hoshea. Yeah, it's with an aleph. It's as if you add an Eiver. Rabbi Yochanan quoted this in the name of Rav Hoshea. Tala Enoi, Rav Hoshea lifted up his eyes, Vistakobe, and looked at Rabbi Yochanan. Was he upset? He looked at his Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted him. So if you look at the Pnei Meir in the one of the Mefarshim in the back, the Pnei Meir says, he looked at him because he's as great as I am. He's a Talmud Chaver. He's like a colleague. What does he have to quote me for? That's where Rabbi Hoshea was looking at Rabbi Yochanan as if to say, like, what are you quoting me? You know, I'm your colleague. I'm not your Rav. Shetama alav, says the Pnei Meir, Sha'amar davar zeh bishmo, ki ilu haya talmido, ubil ado lo haya yodeya, lefarish lashon mishnah. For Rabbi Yochanan, he talmud chaver shor Hoshea. He was talmud chaver. So the Rebbe was looking at the Talmud saying, you're not a Talmud. You could say that yourself. You don't need to quote me. So Amar Lei, so now Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Lama Mistakobi, why are you looking at me? Sarech Lach, Tzachikla, whoever needs you will tzachik, will give you a smile, meaning will cheer you, will support you. Lo Tzarech Lach, if somebody doesn't need you, Hiflik Alach, then they'll separate from you. But I still need you, right? You're my Rebbe, and no matter how great I have gotten, but I still cherish, you know, our relationship. And the Pnei Meir says, Ze pitgam shagur b'fi abrios. Yes, it's a pitgam that everybody knew in the days of old. Right? Whoever needs you is going to cheer you up, and whoever does not need you is just going to leave you. So I want to be connected to you. And he said this, V'amar lo derech anava. He said this in obviously by way of humility. Ma ze titmale al shani omer davar ze b'shimcha. Why do you wonder, says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Hoshea, that I'm saying something in your name? Even though I could quote it in my own name, there's plenty I still need to learn from you. And therefore, I'm not ready to part ways. So I'm still going to quote you, right? Even if I could say it myself, right? The Talmud will still quote the Rebbe. The Rebbe should never feel like the Talmud is beyond. Talmud is past. I got everything that I need from you. Tlasa, as I should, for 13 years, over a lil kume rabbe, delot sarech. even though Rabbi Yochanan didn't really need him anymore, he went to him for 13 years to give him kavod. Period. Again, there's a lot in terms of a kavod rabo. Let's see some of the Ma'amari Chazal. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira ilule dayo elashay makabel pnei rabo. Even if he would get nothing except for being makabel pnei rabo, just being in the presence of his Rebbe, that itself would be enough. Shekala makabel pnei rabo kilu makbil pnei shchina. Because we compare the hakbalas pnei rabo to lakbalas pnei shchina, as we're about to have a number of examples, right? See the carbon aida for skinny line. Ilu edayo, ilu lo shama davar mimenu deis charo. Even if I wouldn't have heard anything from the Rebbe, he would just be near the Rebbe. Deis charo will be enough schar. Sheyilo al hakbalas pnei rabu shukamachal pnei shchina. When you're with your Rebbe, it's like visiting the Shechina, and therefore, says the Gemara, that would be enough. Meaning, what do you see from this Chazal? It's not just about the information that a Talmud gets from a Rebbe. Because here, let's say you get no information. It's the experience. Just being around the Rebbe, being in the presence of someone who is one step closer to the source of the Mesorah. Right? That's the message. Just being connected on that, in that chain. Right? The Rambam has a number of mitzvahs, but the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says, right, there are halachas that are learned out comparing Kavod Rabo and Kavod Ashchina. Like we have here, Mora Rabo by the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Mora Rabcha Kamora Shemayim. The Rambam says, Kishem Shada Mitzuva Bekavod Aviv V'Yiraso, Kachu Chaya Bekavod Rabo V'Yiraso, the Rabo Yosir Me'aviv. Right, the Rav is compared to a parent and compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're different by Ma'amari Chazal. There's the Kishem, because a Rebbe is like a father. You know, remember that story I think we've quoted in the past, that there was a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shach. They were both at a wedding together. And there was a Talmud from Panovich. And Rav Shach was the Rebbe, but he was a nephew of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So it was machlokas who was going to be Mesadar Kedushin. So they were each arguing that the other person should be Mesadar Kedushin. So finally, Rav Shach says to Rav Shlomo Zalman, but you're related. You're the family. You're the uncle. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, but you're the father. Right? Because of this Rambam. Kishem, that you have covered for your father, Kaki covered for your Rebbe, so Rosh Hashanah won. And Rav Shach was forced to do it because Mora Rabo is compared to Mora Aviv. But you have the same, also another group of Chazal, that a Rebbe is compared both to a parent and compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We haven't quoted in a very long time, right? Nechemya Hamsuni, or Shimon Hamsuni, right? The fact that he darshan four places in the Bavli, he darshaned every S in the Torah to teach us something until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Until he came to the mitzvah of being Mora, being in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what could you add on to that? Right? You're in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's nothing to be Mosif to say that the S is teaching me. So he stopped. One of the most amazing acts of humility in all of Chazal. He stopped. He dedicated his entire life to this darshaning, and he gave it up. So, right, his students say to him, Rebbe, kol masha darashta matahei aleihem. What's going to be with all of your drushes? You wrote many svarim. What, we're going to put them all in Geniza? He says, yeah. Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kacha kabal schar ala prisha. Right, just like I got schar for darshaning, because I thought this must be an appropriate way to darshan, but I'll get schar for prisha also. If I found one that is wrong, that proves the rule. The fact that there's an S here, that you can't darshan because you can't add on anything to Hashem, it must be that all S are not meant to darshan, and therefore I'm throwing away my drushes. I must be wrong. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, S, Hashem lokecha tira, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. So that Mora is including tamidei chachamim, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, symbol and messenger and representative in this world, and that you could darshan, you could add on, l'rabos. And we like to mention, I think it's from Rav Gifter, that, you know, he couldn't figure this one out. Right? What did the Nechemya Hamsuni have? What did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't have? Right? He knew everything. Rabbi Akiva had one thing in front of his eyes. He had a Nechemya Hamsuni who was able to give up his whole life's work, L'shem Emes, L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. And that's the L'rabos that he says to include. But again, the Rambam also, the Rambam in a very early mitzvah. Remember the Rambam mitzvahs. Number one is belief in Hashem. 2 is Yichud, 3 is Avat Hashem, 4 is Yiras Hashem, 5 is Davening, 6, Lihidabek im Chachamim, to be close to wise, Ulehis Yachedi Mahem, Ulahasmid B'Yishivasam, hanging out with good people, right? The Rambam is, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa to be misdabek im chachamim and be connected, be mishtatef with them. Doesn't say to learn from them, right? Talmud Torah is a different mitzvah. This is not Talmud Torah. This is not learning Torah from Rabbana. That's a separate mitzvah. This is just being in their presence. Again, lidavek im chachamim, lesyachin imahem, ulahasmid yishivasam, ulahishtatef imahem, bekol ofan me ofane hachevra, b'machol, b'mishte, b'esek, eating with them, hanging out with them, kedesh yagia lanu bazeh lihidamos b'maaseihem, so that eventually their behavior will rub off on me, and I will be able to act like them. Ulahamin hadeos haamitios midivrehem, and at the end to believe like what they believe. V'hu amro yisparat yisaleh uvo sidbak. That's the pasuk. Uvo sidbak. In it, how can you stick to Hashem? You can't stick to Hashem. Stick to the Tamei Chachamim, who are Hashem's representatives. Uladav kabo. Ulpa apirush ladav kabo. He davek b'chachamim v'tamideyam. V'lashon sifri v'chulu. That is the Hashem is Eish Ochla. Okay, that's mitzvah number 6, very early in the Rambam. So now we have a number of Mamari Chazal that talk about that. Reb Rechia, Reb Yirmiyam Shem, Reb Chia, Reb Bar Abba, Ba, Ksev Moshe Yikach Es Ha'oel. V'chulu Moshe took his tent outside after the Egel. Kamahu Rachig, Reb Yisrael Kamar Mil. A mill outside. Vahaya kol mavakesh Moshe ain't sivkan. It doesn't say anyone who searched out Moshe used to go out to the tent. Ela kol mavakesh Hashem. Whoever went to search out Hashem went to be kancha kol makba b'nei rabo ki lo makba b'nei ashkina. Rest to teach me, whoever seeks out his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, is kiilu makba b'nei ashkina. Rabbi Chelber, Rechunim b'shem Rav, ksiv, similarly, vayomer Eliyahu Tishbi, v'gomer, Eliyahu Tishbi. Right, you have the pasuk that he's saying to Achav. Remember, he got upset at Achav, and he is the one. Rabbi Elionav, who goes there a drought; it's not going to rain. So at that point, he says, if you look in the whole pasuk, he says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadati Lefanav. I've been standing in front of Hashem. Elionav, he says, V'halo Elio Tirugin Levim Haya. But this was Elio's beginning of being a navi. Right, so what does that mean? He stands in front of Hashem, as the Karban Eda here explains. We don't have any record that he gave any nevuah before this. So he's just a starter. He's a beginner. And yet he still says, I stand in front of Hashem. Elamalamech kolamida sha'amad lefnei achia hashiloni rabo. It must be that all the time that he was in front of his Rebbe, achia, kilo amad lefnei hashchina. I've been standing in front of Hashem a long time because I've been with my Rebbe. And being with a Rebbe is like being with Hashem. Rabbi Chelba b'shem ilein de beishilo afilo liyom avakish mayim lefanav. When Eliyahu Navi needed to wash his hands, Hay Elisha Nosen El Yadav, Elisha's Talmud, we know, used to pour water for him. My Taima, what's the source? Po Elisha ben Shafat, the middle pasuk is missing. Asher Yatzak Mayim al Yidei Eliyahu. So the pasuk says, Asher the pasuk Gemara says, Asher Lime Torah Ein Siv Kan El Asher Yatzak Mayim al Yidei Eliyahu. It doesn't say that Elisha poured water for Eliyahu. I'm sorry, learned Torah from Eliyahu, but it says he poured water for Eliyahu because even pouring water and being with him is kilu makbil p'nei ashchina. Remember, this is the pasuk in the Bavli, in the Brachas Daf Zayin, the source for gedola shimusha yosef limuda. Greater is just servicing a Talmud Chacham than even learning from them, because you learn from their life practices. That's the Maariv Chai is there in Brachas Daf Zayin. You even learn from just like their living, not just from their Torah. Ksiv, another pasuk, v'anar, Shmuel mishoreis Hashem lefnei Eli. Shmuel served Hashem in front of Eli, he was only in front of Eli. What do you mean in front of Hashem? Everything that Shmuel did in front of Eli, his Rebbe, kilu shares lefnei shchina. It's as if he was servicing in front of the shchina, right? So you see from all of these examples, some of them first in the back say, you learn a different element from each of these sources. One you learn Kavod, one you learn Mora, one you learn Ava, right? He goes through all, some of them first in the back, go through why do you need so many sources. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael, one more. Vayavo Aaron, v'chosek ne Yisrael. Lecha lechem, Aaron, and all this kingdom came to eat bread. Imchosein Moshe, lefneho Elokim. Again, in front of Hashem. V'chid lefneho Elokim achlu. Did they eat in front of Hashem? In Parshas Yisrael. V'ela mikan, shemakal p'nei rabo, chaveiro, kilu makal p'nei ashchina. Right, it's one step even further. Right, if you're makal p'nei chaveiro, Gilu Makabu Bnei Hashchina, right? Yisro, who was Yisro? Was that the Rebbe? Yisro wasn't the Rebbe. He was the father. But either way, if you're Makabu Bnei Chaver properly, Gilu Makabu Bnei Hashchina, right? It sounds like Gedola Hachnas as Orchim, Yosem Yagbalas Bnei Hashchina, like the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that you can leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go be Machnas Orchim. See here too, when you are with a friend, or with a colleague, when you're Makabel them and you bring them in, then Kilo Makabel Pnei Shechina. So this is all about, comparing, Mora Rebbe to Mora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the experience of being near a Rebbe, being near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem. We will continue next time here in the fifth paragraph.